one of my fave bands, Sababa, all the way out of Tel Aviv, Israel. But first, a little word from our friends with other shows on this radio station.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
To listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
You are listening to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, and we have begun the retrospective of 2023 on this program. Yes, we are officially in the future. Currently playing is a musician from Warsaw, Poland, Peter Kurek, who takes his cues from early music, Baroque music, experimental jazz, and contemporary computer music, fueling it with sonic vapors from the near future. So yes, this post-everything music, basically. And that's where we're at these days with music. There's so much mixing going on, like people don't even know or are able to, I think, explain where their influences come from in terms of genre and place anymore. So yeah, that's the theme for sure with music I like and stuff we play on this program in general. And this is a song called Smart Woods, album of the same title. And yes, it's all instrumental. It's hard to tell where the electronics end and where the real instruments begin. I mean, real instruments like the old-fashioned saxophone, clarinet, double bass, guitars, harp, synthesizers, and then computerized processing mixed in as well. So yeah, it's quite a potpourri of sounds. And I'll be letting this roll for a while, and perhaps I'll hear more throughout. So we started off before this with Sababa Hamesh, Sababa 5. And they're a four-piece band from Tel Aviv, Israel. I love this band because they're just so funky. They are like global sounding, but they do still sound quite Middle Eastern in the guitar lines. And yeah, just something about the flavor of their music does sound like it's from the Middle East. Yeah, it's got this, like, even though how catchy and funky it is, it still has this like slight Middle Eastern, I don't know, what do you call it, like melancholy that you have in the melodies of the region. So yeah, the new record, Aspan, we heard Carmel. It's all instrumental for Sababa 5. And yeah, they're traveling around Europe in the new year. Maybe one day they'll come out here to North America, but I don't think they have yet. They're also making a lot of singles with vocalists, but on their albums, all Sababa. Sababa, by the way, in Hebrew means awesome or cool. So, Sababa, boys, well done. And yeah, we're not going political here. Apolitical instrumental music for the people. And yeah, we're going to just jump around the world, really, on this program. Especially on the survey of music from the whole year. I like to hit all the continents, at least try to. And so we're going to continue rolling. And yeah, like there's so much amazing music going around these days. I look at other best of lists and I've hardly heard any of it. So many albums, so little time. But yeah, hopefully you'll hear some stuff here that inspires you. So I'm going to next play a musician out of Bristol. And I just discovered this fella. It's so like authentically reggae. He has this like nice falsetto voice, named Joe York, by the way. I don't think any relation to Tom York, but yeah, Joe York, spelled the same way as Radiohead singer. And he's got this falsetto that sounds to me reminiscent of Junior Mervin, and the music as well, this very authentic old school 1970s sounding reggae. That, yeah, really fits in with the 70s. Junior Mervin in particular, who did Police and Thieves, that really high Police and Thieves kind of stuff. So, yeah, we're going to play a track from the Joe York album Hopeless, which came out this October. This is a song that sort of encapsulates some of the struggles in the world today. It's called Fast Living. Life getting expensive and stuff, but, you know, still good times, I would say. You know, maybe one day we'll see how good the times really were now, you know. Yeah, Fast Living here by Joe York on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
No. for me. I just wanna slow down.
Thank you. some bitches. 我们没有办法。 从小我们从姑娘们胆子不想被驯化。 Yes we are. 从小我们从姑娘们胆子不想被驯化。 Yes we are. 从小我从姑娘们胆子不想被驯化。 Yes we are. 兄弟你是否真的知道什么才叫他妈杀马特，是被这社会给抛弃掉的年轻人。你是否真的知道什么才叫杀马特，能让你父母满世界找不到你的人。不是地方新闻里那几个烫染头的闹钟，烫染头的没有几个闹钟。 越看你觉得怂，站今天打得你的病床上躺半个月，全身都没法消肿。身上纹的都是阴暗的字，你们眼里的字发到贴吧里当梗耍。都是生活的事实，真实的事，生活就算整你们都没有这种惩罚。被羞辱，被嘲弄，被无视，消费文化，地图被抛弃掉，像用过的厕纸都讽刺。媒体装的悲天悯人，但遇到面对面时，实际还是歧视我们。 我们没有办法共存，别来我地盘，至少让你脑门缝针。在你看得到的地下，往后狂奔，世界在下沉，老子们浴火重生 ，bitches， 我们没有办法共情，傲慢是你骨子里面藏不掉的本性，老子们目标明确，人和稳定，在街头就生从来不耍小孩子的脾气。 野猴子们狩猎，可门拐骗透，不想顺从的脖子，饕餮连身上鞭子抽。这狂野的地方比想人道主义多元，就算有援助的诺言也会无限延后。因为不顺从的猴子很难作秀，徒步把人当作是人，叫你往左谁敢往右？做什么狗屁人，全关上镜头，全都是肉。什么文明进步，同他们的嘴里出来都臭。所以你只看得到 Kevin 和 Tony， 你看不到他们其他的姐妹兄弟。你能看到的底层懦弱有守规矩，黑暗的角落不配你高傲的怜悯不重要。黑暗的原因重要的是所谓正义的是否能打垮人心。所以我先纹身，再搞个唇钉，外表上先把态度挑明，我挑明 ，bitches， 我们没有办法共存，别来我地盘，至少让你脑门缝针。在你看不到的地下，往后狂奔，世界在下沉，老子们浴火重生 ，bitches， 我们没有办法共情，傲慢是你骨子里面藏不掉的本性，老子们目标明确，人格稳定，在街头就生从来不耍小孩子的脾气。 曾经问过朋友，这种傻逼死前会不会良心忏悔于自己的罪？朋友说你别蠢了，如果真是这样的人，活着的时候根本就上不了位。如果有天栽了，就是自己点背。如果山中还会感动于自己的心并不算太黑，所以我们才会出来混的兄弟，我们的命虽然贱，但人的尊严很贵。Nice， 我要把这句当做歌词写进我的mixtape。Yes， 歌名就叫杀马特，mixtape叫风马赫，英文听起来更洋气，仿佛幻想中的 Hollywood party battle。 Coaching, money, my life, my mind, dirty, dirty. 吃喝玩乐在海拔或 KTV， 无法安宁，那就让子弹飞。Bitches， 我们没有办法共存，别来我地盘，至少让你脑门缝针。在你看不到的地下，往后狂奔，世界在下沉，老子们浴火重生。Bitches， 我们没有办法共情，傲慢是你骨子里面藏不掉的本性，老子们目标明确，人格稳定，在街头就生从来不耍小孩子的脾气。
Every day. Oh yeah, out of nowhere, Young Char, all the way from, I think, Chengdu, China. Anyways, the record label Mint One is from there, and Chinese Mandarin language hip hop, awesome stuff. Yeah, you don't hear enough of it, especially in the city here, where we, you know, have a substantial Chinese-Canadian population. I want more Chinese underground rap. Yeah. Young Fresh Chin, number two, is the name of the album. And he's just gotten his face shaved nicely on the album cover. He's sitting in a chair still after the process. And yeah, that song was called Smart Monkeys. And that's that. I don't know what else he's rapping about, to be honest, but Smart Monkeys. And before that, we heard some Canadian music. An album that was top of the charts here at CJSF recently. Jardin, Garden by Munya out of Montreal. So Munya is, I believe, a solo project. Don't know if that's their real name, but Munya is what they go by, out of Montreal, Quebec. And yeah, perfectly mixes English and French, perfectly mixes catchiness with sophistication in the electronic music style. And yeah, that song was called Coco. Once again, Munya, M-U-N-Y-A. Very, very catchy music. And before that tune, we heard Alabaster de Plume out of London, England. And Alabaster, singer, sometimes kind of spoken word artist, and he is a saxophone player as well. He has a very unique style you heard in that song. It's like frenetic. He says it's influenced by Ethiopian jazz, but it's got a lot of other things going on in it as well. So yeah, Alabaster de Plume put out this album, which is kind of spare parts and recordings from his previous album known as Gold, Go Forward in the Courage of Your Love. The new album, though, Come With Fierce Grace. And we heard the song, it was called Greek Honey Slick. So yeah, this one's more instrumental than his Gold album from last year, and just really good at bringing people together. It's got like a 20 artists or something on the record, all playing different. Yeah, very, very eclectic instrumentation. Just good stuff. Alabaster de Plume. And we started off the set with Joe York out of Bristol, UK, with the song Fast Living from his LP Hopeless, and some very tasteful modern reggae music with that old vintage vibe to it in the delay and the reverbs and stuff. So definitely a good production on there, and a song about trying to keep up with the modern world, the speed of things these days. And yeah, Joe York, brother or not of Tom York, probably not. All right, well, I'm going to play some Canadian music. Well, as Canadian as you can get for a band that plays folk Japanese instruments and sings in Japanese. But yeah, this band, very, very exciting. Teke Teke put out their sophomore album this year, and it just blew up on the college charts here in the indie world. They are a mix of French-Canadians, just worldly folks, and led by a group of Japanese as well. So 7-piece band, just such a cool mix of catchiness but also experimentation on this album. And yeah, Montreal at its finest. What else can you say? It's very cool.